Radio Chico Weltfriedenswoche. Wir haben das nächste Interview in der Leitung. Wir haben ja jetzt vorher mit der Goi Peace Foundation schon über den Essay Contest geredet. Und der nächste Gast hat den Aufsatzwettbewerb gewonnen. Der Srinab ist 14, kommt von Indien. Und über was er in seinem Aufsatz jetzt geschrieben hat, das wird er uns jetzt im Interview erzählen. Ich wechsle auf Englisch und schaue mal, ob er noch in der Leitung ist. Hello, Srinab, can you hear me? Welcome to Radio Chico.
Yeah, thank you.
First, could you introduce yourself quickly? I already said you are from India. Who are you?
Okay, so my name is Srinab. I am a 15 years old son of Mother India. I study in the best school of the world, the Chanda Devi Saraf School, Nagpur. I like reading those words which either satisfy my curiosity or enhance it. I like reading and have published 2 books, 7 research papers and around 150 articles in newspapers and magazines in India. Physics is my favorite subject and I wish to apply this science for world peace.
You said you have already published 2 books? What are the books about?
So the first book is about the Prime Minister, Honorable Prime Minister's schemes that he has introduced in India for the betterment of people. So I have written about the schemes in a storybook form so that the small children and the common people can understand them better. And the second book is a compilation of my selected articles related to science and sustainability published in the newspapers.
And you also participated in the essay contest held by the Goi Peace Foundation, and you won this contest. That's why we are talking right now. How did you learn about this contest?
So I learned about the essay competition from my school. The theme was the change I want to make. So I got very interested in this topic and I wanted to present my idea of oldie goldie clubs that I was running in my city, Nagpur. So that is why I thought I should go ahead and participate in the competition.
So you already had done your idea before you wrote for the contest?
No, I was already doing the idea when the competition came. And I presented my idea in that competition.
Okay. And your idea was to repay the older generation for what they did for the young people. And, maybe you could just explain yourself. What was the idea behind your actions?
Okay, so I believe that peace is the only way of collective well-being and coexistence for all. So my oldie goldie clubs are places where the old people and the young ones coexist, extending mutual benefits. The old people look for someone to sit with them, holding their hands and talk to them, whereas the young ones need their right direction to walk upon, the right path of life. My oldie goldies clubs create a space for both making love and smiles overflow the hearts. I believe strongly that only the experienced can guide the inexperienced. So that was the basic idea behind the Oldie Goldie clubs.
And how were the reactions when you first came up with the idea of the older people and the younger people? How was it received?
It was received very nicely among the entire mass, among both the age groups. And when I saw the idea working and the grandparents actually feeling grand, my happiness knew no bounds. And I wish that I can start oldie goldie clubs all over the world to make my oldies live healthy and happy. And I wish to bring this change in every nook and corner of the world.
And how are those plans progressing? Were you able to expand maybe outside of your hometown? Or how is it going?
It is going very nice. Currently, we have 3 such clubs running in my city, and we are soon planning to extend this out of it. Like right now, we have only in and around my town, but soon we will have in other places also.
So, I imagine maybe you get a little bit famous around your hometown for introducing all those new ideas.
A little bit.
Do you have any plans for the future, maybe to spread your message of coexistence and a cooperation any further?
Yes, I wish that this idea spreads as much as it can and more people get engaged in it so that the benefits, the objectives of this club continue to reap the fruits. So yes, I wish I can do this in more places. I want to present my idea of peace before we end. So for me, peace means a necessary condition for collective human well-being. I believe that peace is not a destination, peace is the way. In Indian Upanishads, it is written in Sanskrit that tyanen tyaktena bhujinta, which means one must sacrifice for sharing. My Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji always talks about this supreme form of peace. For me, peace is possible only when a smile on someone else's face brings a smile on my face, and hence in my daily life I try to spread as many smiles as I possible, and I believe that this idea will go further, it will propagate more, and as I believe only the experienced can shape the inexperienced.